Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Friday, post-debate in America, and it's a summer Friday, and I'm here because we got to talk about all this stuff, but I am off next week. But I'm on Fox News Saturday night with Jimmy Fallon tomorrow night, so tune into that at 10 p.m. Set your DVR. What can I say? I told you this was going to happen. It was a setup. The whole thing was a setup. It was a setup from the start. Joe Biden was not going to perform well last night, no matter what they pumped him up with. And the White House drug dealer is going to be looking for another job, no doubt about it. But it was always going to play out this way. That's what I said on Fox News Monday when I was on. I said this is a setup so that they can make a change because Joe Biden is going to lose. And sure enough, within moments after the debate last night, every talking head on television on the left was all saying the same thing. Remember, I've told you before, when they all are parroting each other, they're all parroting each other and they're all saying the same thing over and over and over again, you know that this was all orchestrated ahead of time. And is that a conspiracy? Yeah, I guess. Technically speaking, a conspiracy involves more than one person orchestrating something, so sure. But not really. You know, the Democrats want him gone. And they knew that putting him up in a debate in June, with 2 months to go before the convention, would be the way to seal the deal. And Biden is going to stay in the race for a little while. He has to, because you can't have a brokered convention. You can't have a situation where you have a food fight in the Democrat Party. So this has to play out according to a certain set of procedures. But regardless of the fact, everybody from the gang on Pod Save America with Jon Favreau, the other one, to David Axelrod, to Pluff, to Van Jones, I mean, on and on and on and on. Joe Scarborough and Miko almost got an on-air divorce this morning on Morning Joe. They know the guy's got to go, but they've known the guy's had to go for a long, long time. This whole thing has been about one thing, controlling the process. That's what it's always been about. I told you this months ago. The Democrats would never just allow an open primary because they could risk losing to Bernie Sanders. You know, if Bernie jumped in the race, he could win. If Robert F. Kennedy Jr. had stayed a Democrat, he could win. They don't want those guys. Those guys cannot be controlled. Those guys will not allow the war in Ukraine to keep funding and funding forever and ever to the end of time. The swamp will not get richer under those guys, and they won't allow them. They won't risk it. They won't chance it. And there's too many whack jobs in the Democrat Party that they can't control. So they need to control the process. That's what this has always been about. But remember, you and I have been told for the longest time, Joe Biden is young. He's spry. He's with it. This is the best Biden ever. There's a clip. We'll do a side-by-side comparison of Joe Scarborough telling you, like, I don't know, a month ago, this is the best Joe Biden ever. The best version of Biden you've ever seen. And now you got Joe Scarborough fighting on the air with Mika about getting Joe Biden out of the race for president. They've always known the guy lost it. They've always known the guy's a terrible candidate. And he's losing. And they also know the Hunter Biden laptop is real. But they have to control the process. It means everything to them. There is a deep state. It's very, very real. Whether you want to call it the federal Leviathan, the deep state, it doesn't matter what term you use. It is a people who live amongst the swamp creatures of the Washington, D.C. suburbs, and they make a lot of money. They make a lot of money, as in hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars a year on lobbying and lawyering and contracts and all board seats. And Trump is a threat to all that. They're not going to let it happen. They're going to do everything in their power to stop that man from becoming president. Everything. Everything. Today's Supreme Court dealt them another blow by saying that President Trump has presidential immunity, but it doesn't mean that the fight's over. But they've always known Joe Biden has to go. It's just that if they had made a change a few months ago, you could be dealing with Bernie Sanders right now. And he's like Trump in many respects, a populist who does not want to let the corporations and the deep state and the war in Ukraine and everything else. I mean, he's a wacky socialist Marxist version of Trump, but it's the same kind of populist mindset, just on the left. And they can't allow that to happen. There's other Democrats, too, they can't allow to take power. These people are all about control, all about controlling the process. And normally I would say to you, well, you know what? They're going to have to deal with Joe Biden because Joe Biden's a stubborn old codger and he's not going anywhere. But they have the Hunter Biden laptop. They got the goods on him. And if they want to use it, they'll use it one way or another. And they want to use it. So they'll use it if they have to. They need him gone. So I stand by my prediction last year, actually, I was making the prediction that Joe Biden will not be the nominee. And, you know, even today, there's naysayers going, come on, it's too late to make a change. No, it's not. Van Jones was saying that last night on CNN. It's not too late to make a change. The guys on, there's a podcast called Pod Save America. It's a bunch of Obama people sitting around the table and kibitzing. I think it may be one of Odyssey's podcasts. And they're all saying the same thing today. This guy's got to go. They got to make a change, and they have to make sure they don't have a brokered convention, meaning a fight to get the nomination. It's all about control. It always has been. It always has been. And today, Biden was doing much better. Oh, yeah, he's in North Carolina, and he sounded a whole lot better. But that's the point. You can't have a guy who at night, when the sun goes down, cannot speak, cannot think, cannot be president. You can't have that. It doesn't matter if he's yelling in the middle of the afternoon. If at night he can't speak and can't be coherent, he can't be commander in chief, period. He cannot be president and he can't win. He can't beat Trump. Most importantly, if he had a 20-point lead or even a 5-point lead, it'd be a different story. But they know he's going to lose. So everything else is immaterial. And if it wasn't Trump, they wouldn't care. They'd let Biden run. If it was Nikki Haley right now, they would let Biden run and lose because they know that Nikki Haley would still let them keep their war in Ukraine, let the deep state do its thing, and she would not be a disruptor. And that's the bottom line. You know, for the never Trump Republicans out there that think that any other Republican could beat Joe Biden, they're not wrong. Trump beats Joe Biden, too. But they're not wrong. Those Republicans could beat Joe Biden. The difference, though, is that those Republicans don't represent a threat to all the big, fancy Capitol Hill dinners, the Capitol Grill steaks and the bottles of wine and everything else and the cigars and all the deals and the corporations and the boards and the defense industrial complex and everything else. They don't represent a threat to those things. And that's the problem. That's why this election, they have to make a change. It's not even a question. They just have to. And that's why everybody last night was saying the same thing. Look, if there was any doubt that I was wrong, then you would not have had that chorus last night saying everything that they were saying. I don't know what you did last night after the debate. I know what I did. I was flipping, furiously flipping back and forth between MSNBC and CNN. Back and forth. I couldn't stop watching this colossal train wreck. It was glorious, but completely and utterly predicted. I mean, the New York Times had a story up within minutes of the debate ending, a panicked Democrat party knows it needs to make a change is basically the essence of the article. The Drudge Report, within minutes of the debate ending last night, had a whole thing about frantic Dem search for replacement. Yeah, this whole thing has been in the works. It's a con job. It's their Lufthansa heist. It's absolutely orchestrated in the works because they can't allow Trump in there. They got to do everything they possibly can to stop him. And Biden's going to lose. And if they didn't have the Hunter Biden laptop, you're right. This whole thing would be a moot point. But they got the goods on the guy, so they can leverage him out. They can leverage him out. So they'll make a change. It will not be Joe Biden. My prediction will come true. And the best evidence of that is the fact that everybody from Van Jones to David Axelrod to David Plouffe to Mika Brzezinski, well, Joe Scarborough, really, Mika was a little more defensive, and on, going on and saying the exact same thing. Otherwise, they would all be going out there last night and saying, had a bad night. But it's one debate. Long way to go. That's not what they were saying last night. I mean, there's a clip of Anderson Cooper arguing with Kamala Harris. Is that the way Biden is all the time? And Kamala Harris doing her wacky clown impression, the Joker, she can't handle the questioning because the answer is yes. That's the way Joe Biden is all the time. He has moments of lucidity like he today in North Carolina, for example. But then the sun goes down and he suns down with it and he's out of it. You can't have a commander in chief who's like that. But more so, he can't beat Donald Trump. He's down in every swing state poll. You have angry young Democrats right now who will not vote for this guy. And by every metric right now, Joe Biden loses. He's losing Hispanic voters. He's losing black, hemorrhaging black support. The white working class voters, they're gone. Trump's won back white working class voters in a big way. So he can't win. Everything else is a moot point. If he can't win, they're not going to let him stay in the race. And if they didn't have the goods on him, it'd be, well, tough noogies. He's staying in, but they got the goods. So and the fact that every single commentator from Rachel Maddow to today, the ladies on The View, all going on and saying the exact same thing. They got their memo. Remember yesterday I had a couple of seminar callers at the beginning of the show? One guy trying to be fancy with his sarcasm. He's very cute, right? And I said, I get it. You guys have talking points. You're not very good at reading them on the air. You should never read anything on the air. You should kind of rip it a little bit, you know, rip into it and rip out of it, but not read a script. But these callers are not professionals, so they read scripts, and it's so obvious, so glaringly obvious. And as a kid who grew up listening to Rush Limbaugh, I'm acutely aware of seminar callers, acutely aware of what they try to do. But you notice today they're all on a different script. That script is Joe's got to go. Joe's got to go. We got to save her. And they all say the same thing too. They preface it by saying, "I love this man. He's doing a phenomenal job. He's the greatest president we've ever had, but he's got to go. He needs to step aside." This is a one after another, just parroting each other over and over again. And look, someday I'll be wrong. Today's not that day, though. Today's not that day. It's not today. New York Times polled 12 of their opinion columnists, who were all obviously very far left. Not one said Biden won the debate. Two called it a draw. One was Jamel Bowie, but Biden could have collapsed on stage and also said it was a draw. 10 said Trump won. But even beyond just New York Times columnists, it's the Democrat Party power brokers behind closed doors that are panicking. And the panic is not real. The panic was there months ago. What you heard last night post-debate in the spin room where you go, "I'm getting texts." This is almost my impression of every single Democrat operative on TV last night, or every single CNN or MSNBC columnist, whether it was Jen Psaki or whether it was Nicole Wallace or whoever it was. "I'm getting texts left and right. We got to make a change. This guy, he's in bad shape. Whoa, something's got to change." Stop. Stop acting like this is some big surprise to everybody. Stop acting like that. This is such a con. We're being played here. I mean, you realize that, right? Of course you do. You listen to the show. You're a smart person. And maybe you had your doubts going into yesterday that I was right. But I think based on not the debate, but the commentary after the debate, you should have no doubts anymore. Look, that was supposed to be the S show that it was. I mean, it was supposed to be. That's why they did it in June. What I said on Monday when I was on America's Newsroom, I said, why are we doing a debate in June? And the answer is because this is how they move Biden out of the race. And this is why they're doing it. Otherwise, you don't do it. There's no upside to doing this now. None whatsoever. And, you know, the big mistake, and this is why I wish I was still in Trump's ear, because I would have said, don't do it. Don't take the bait. If you're Trump, you don't want them to make a change. You want it to be Joe Biden. You do not want it to be anybody but Joe Biden. please, I beg of you. I mean, if you want Trump to win, you gotta pray that Joe Biden's in there. I'm not saying Trump can't beat somebody else, but this whole con job was all so that everybody could say the same thing one after another. I love him. He's amazing. He's inspiring, and he's such a great president, but he's got to go. And we have to save this. And he's got to be with his family and enjoy his golden years and his twilight years and blah, 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 one after another. You don't do a debate in June. Ever. And I wish the Trump campaign had said no. I wish the Trump campaign had said, well, wait, we're good. We got the advantage right now. We're winning. And all we're going to do is help clobber Joe Biden to the point of getting him out of the race. I mean, within the first minute of the debate last night, there were cries on social media from people saying, mercy, invoke the mercy rule and end this thing. This is painful to watch, this elder abuse. Stop it. Stop it. The downside of doing a debate in June is that you get a candidate switch. I know Trump can beat Biden. I don't know what I don't know. Nobody does. How could you? I don't know what other shenanigans they're planning, but they're planning something because they're way, way too power hungry. And these people are control freaks. This is not new in our history. This is not new. I mean, they've orchestrated coups against presidents before. They orchestrated one against Donald Trump by having the CIA and 51 former national security operatives tell everybody that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. This is not the first time that the powerful have tried to influence an election. They did it in 2016 by telling everybody that Donald Trump was a Russian asset. All right. My point is that don't be naive here. Don't think the president is the most powerful guy in the country, because he's not. He's one of the most powerful people in the country. But actually, the power of the presidency is very limited. Constitutionally speaking, it's very limited. I mean, really, you got the power to be you're the commander in chief. You can sign bills. You can veto bills. That's really it. You know, I mean, the president does have the power to launch nukes. They gave him that power in the 1950s, 60s, somewhere along the way. Beyond that, though, your power comes from persuasion. You're not really that. The presidency is designed to not be that powerful. It's the way the founders wanted it. But there's a lot of people in Washington who are incredibly powerful. And they got the goods on Joe Biden, all on that hard drive, and just sitting there, just waiting, you know? But my favorite part about this was watching all these people on TV last night and thinking that they're surprised. Like, we're all idiots. They're surprised at how badly Joe Biden performed last night? Stop. These people are around the guy all the time. They know exactly who Joe Biden is. They know exactly what they're dealing with. But they're all playing a game. It's like when Gavin Newsom goes on afterward and goes, I mean, he needs to stay in this race. He did great. He was amazing last night. Stop it. You don't believe that. You're saying that because you want the party to pick you. You want the party to pick you. Let me first go to Van Jones, because I think Van Jones really brings it home for exactly what I'm talking about here. Here's Van Jones last night, CNN, acting so surprised, calling on Joe Biden to pull out of the race. Like, this is some big surprise. Like, he just didn't see this coming, and he's just been caught off guard by this and had no idea what would happen last night. Cut 19.
I just want to speak from my heart. I love that guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good man. He loves his country. He's doing the best that he can, but he had a test to meet tonight to restore confidence of the country and of the base, and he failed to do that. And I think there's a lot of people who are going to want to see him consider taking a different course now. We're still far from our convention, and there is time for this party to figure out a different way forward if he will allow us to do that. But that was not what we needed from Joe Biden, and it's personally painful. For a lot of people, it's not just panic, it's pain of what we saw tonight.
Pain. What's your prediction? Pain. Like Clubber Lang. Pain. Van Jones, what he just said there is what every Democrat was saying on CNN and MSNBC last night. Over and over, one after another, one after another. Here's what I said the other day on Fox News. I'm going to play this just because you give me your time. And just like Jack Carr said the other night, the time is the most precious thing. You can't get it back. You invest your time on this program every day for 4 hours, I hope, all 4 hours. And I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. But I want you to know you're not wasting your time. I want you to know that I'm not just spitballing here. I think these things through. I try to look at this from 30,000 feet, four-dimensional chess, whatever you want to call it. And I use my spidey sense and my instincts. And I try to form my opinions based on the world I grew up in, which is politics, the part of the country I grew up in, which is this region of a country, our region, working for politicians in PA and New Jersey, and just watching this BS with my own eyes over the years. I mean, maybe I'm jaded because I sat through when they swapped out Bob Torricelli in 2002 and dug up Frank Lautenberg, who was also legally dead at the time, and swapped him out because Torricelli was going to lose the United States Senate seat in New Jersey. Maybe I'm jaded. I don't know. Maybe I just have a really good crystal ball. I don't know. But the point is, you are in good hands. Your time is not being wasted. This is what I said the other day, cut 32.
Here's the other question, though. Are they doing this debate now in June, set the bar low so that they can keep him going? Or is this now he goes in there, they know it's going to be a disaster, and they can swap him out in August at the convention? That's the real question, Mike, is why are we doing a presidential debate in June when everybody's on vacation, the kids are just out of school? I had to get 3 kids to summer camp today, Mike. It was not easy. I still managed to put a tie on. And yet here we are talking about a presidential debate. No one's paying attention. This is, I think, a question of can Joe Biden really get to November? They still have time here to make a swap at the convention, which is in late August. This is what I think this debate's all about for the Democrats.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're going to have a lot of people who say it's not going to happen. They have to say that. They have to say that. You have to realize something. As part of this, they have to say they can't do it. Because what you don't want to have is an angry Democrat Party or a brokered convention. So don't be fooled by all the people that tell you why it can't happen. Don't be fooled by that. Because the reality is you're dealing with a guy in his 80s. He could theoretically not make it through the night tonight. You're telling me Joe Biden's still going to stay on the ballot if that happens? Of course not. Of course not. So stop. Don't fall for the fugazis of the people who tell you why they're stuck with Joe Biden, because that's what they need to say right now in order to keep control. This is all about control with these people. It's all about control. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. How did Trump do last night? What did you think of Trump's performance? Give me your take. 855-839-1210 is the number. 855-839-1210. It's a Friday. We're coming right back.
The Zeoli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Supreme Court struck down Chevron, the Chevron deference nonsense, which enabled these faceless, nameless bureaucrats to run roughshod over our Constitution and our political process as well. So we'll talk about that as well. And we continue along the show. I think our guest was there, but I think we lost our guest, Matt. I don't see her anymore.
Yeah, she just dropped. We're trying to get her back.
Okay. 855-839-1210 is the number. Let me just say that I want to be clear on something, and that is this. Donald Trump last night was great. I mean, particularly the opening, the first hour or so. And that's the part that counts the most. I think the beginning of the debate matters more than anything, the first 30 minutes. I mean, even I'm watching this debate last night, and I'm thinking to myself, and I'm with political people as I'm watching this debate, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, they're kind of bored of it already. You know, I mean, it's the first impressions that count. The first half hour was the most consequential of that debate. It was, and no doubt. And then the ending, and then the viral clips that get posted on social media, and things like in-law rape and what? Yeah, no, that actually came up last night. In-law rape. The other point too, from a programming note, just so you know, you can set your DVR. Tomorrow night I'll be on Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Failla, 10 p.m. So watch it, please. Set your DVR. I love saying that. Set your DVR. Let me just play this clip for you. This is cut number three, Joe Biden here. There are too many young women who have been, including a young woman who, well, I don't know. This is insane. The whole clip is insane here. Cut number three.
Thank you, President Biden.
It's been a terrible thing, what you've done. The fact is that the vast majority of constitutional scholars supported Roe when it was decided. Supported Roe. And that was that's this idea that they're all against it is just ridiculous. And this is the guy who says the state should be able to have it. We're in a state where in 6 weeks, you don't even know whether you're pregnant or not, but you cannot see a doctor, have your, and have him decide on what your circumstances are, whether you need help. The idea that states are able to do this is a little like saying we're going to turn civil rights back to the states, let each state have a different rule. Look, there's so many young women who have been, including a young woman who just was murdered, and he went to the funeral. The idea that she was murdered by an immigrant coming in, they talk about that. But here's the deal. There's a lot of young women are being raped by their in-laws, by their spouses, brothers and sisters, it's just ridiculous. And they can do nothing about it. And they try to arrest them when they cross state lines.
Thank you.
Okay, then. Yes, the scourge of in-law rape and brother and sister rape and spousal rape that's happening all across America right now. That's an epidemic, quite frankly. One of the things about party politics, and I was a Republican county chair for a number of years, so I've been involved in party politics for a long time, and it's an ugly, messy process. It really is. But the parties are private organizations that, while they're subject to various state laws, they are still private in the terms of how they select their nominees. When I tell you Joe Biden will not be the nominee, I should really say he won't be the candidate in November. And the cleanest way that they can get rid of Joe Biden, the absolute cleanest way, is this. He actually accepts the party's nomination. And if he does that and then decides he doesn't want to do it anymore, under Rule 8, Section G of the call for the Democratic National Convention, if the president and or vice presidential nominee dies, resigns, or becomes disabled after the convention, the national chairperson of the Democratic National Committee shall confer with the Democratic leadership of the United States Congress and Democratic Governors Association and shall report to the Democratic National Committee, which is authorized to fill the vacancy or vacancies. Let me read that one more time, because I'm really getting annoyed by all the people on Twitter who think that they have all the answers as to why they can't replace Biden and why they're running out of time and why the state ballot is this and the state ballot's that and this and that. And so I'll read that one more time. Under Rule 8, Section G of the call for the Democrat National Convention, if the president and or vice presidential nominee dies, resigns, or becomes disabled after the convention, the national chairperson of the Democratic National Committee shall confer with the Democratic leadership of the United States Congress and the Democratic Governors Association and shall report to the Democratic National Committee, which is authorized to fill the vacancy or vacancies. Now, they don't want a broker convention. They do not want a civil war in the Democrat Party. They are trying to control this process as much as possible. Last night was the call went forward to the Democrats out there. He's got to go. Now it's a matter of auditioning all these other people and figuring out what they're going to do. I think they've probably already decided by now. I think a lot of the other people you're seeing are distractions, but and then keeping the grassroots from having a freaking rebellion at the convention and then having a floor fight where you've got delegates who are assigned to Biden, but then you've got super delegates and then you've got other delegates and you could theoretically have somebody walk out of there with the nomination who's not who they want. So the cleanest way actually is for Biden to accept the nomination virtually, which I think they're going to do in a matter of weeks, if I'm not mistaken, prior to the August scheduled convention, right? Biden accepts the party's nomination virtually, and then all this chatter dies down. And then at the Democrat, the real convention in August, when his name's on the ballot already in places like Ohio and others, then you make the change there. You have that person formally nominated. You have that person give a speech. And then the Democrat, because the Democrat National Committee has selected this person, but it's a person they all like and they're happy and you avoid the civil war. And then you deal with the fact that the electors to Joe Biden, who are really who you vote for, because you don't vote for Joe Biden, you vote for Biden's electors. Those electors will vote for that Democrat. And the states where electors are allowed to vote for whoever they want, well, then, you know, it's a crapshoot. But my guess is if they're Democrat electors, they're probably not going to vote for Donald Trump. Even if they're disgusted by the process, maybe a couple of them will, but they'll still play ball. You know, the Democrat Party is very good about falling in line at the end of the day. They'll do what they're told, and then that person will win, and then the electors will then meet in... This is how they're playing it out. I'm not saying it's going to work for them. I'm saying this is how they're thinking, their playbook. And then the electors meet at the Electoral College. There's probably a court challenge here and there about the validity of electors based on the fact that they were Biden's electors. And then a court will say, well, yeah, but you couldn't change the ballot. And so, you know, those electors can still vote for the Democrat nominee should they choose so, if it's an open primary, you know, blah, blah, blah. There'll be different machinations. But what they're hoping for is that when the Electoral College meets in December, those electors will then vote for Joe Biden's successor, whoever that person is. And that person will have 280 votes to become the next president of the United States. That's their game plan. I'm not saying it's going to work. Make no mistake about it. I am not saying it's going to work, and I pray to God it doesn't. But that's how I see this playing out. And we're all being conned here. You know, we're being fed all kinds of different things because the Democrat National Committee, you're dealing with delegates who are children. You're dealing with children here. This is Biden keeps bringing up his alley cat analogy about Trump. You're dealing with 3,937 feral cats. These are pledged delegates who are going to the Democrat National Convention in Chicago. So you're dealing with 4,000 or so feral cats and keeping them all in line in Chicago. And then you have 740 automatic delegates. These are the super delegates. Those are the party insiders. These are the ex-presidents, the union bosses, the mega donors. They can vote for anyone they want. And you gotta avoid a revolt. You have to avoid a situation where the convention becomes utter chaos. My spidey sense tells me Joe Biden will be the nominee on paper going into the convention, but he will not be the nominee after the convention because they're going to do this early virtual convention. And he'll get on the phone with everybody and he'll accept their nomination. And then something will happen. That's my prediction. And maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I can't. Who knows? Only the shadow knows. But it just seems to me like that's the cleanest way to do it. That's the cleanest way to do it. And this virtual nominating call that you're having in the next couple weeks, all these delegates are party insiders. You know, the super delegates are the insider super duper delegates, but all the delegates are party insiders. You don't get to be a delegate to the convention unless you are really, really inside. You know what I'm saying? You got to be inside to become a delegate to the convention. This is prime real estate here. You got to understand something. To be a delegate to the convention, you have to know somebody. You got to be involved. You got to be a money person. You got to be an elected official. It's just a big deal. It's a big deal. And being in that room when the president takes the nomination, accepts the nomination, everybody wants to be in that room. And the room only holds so many people. And you've got honorary delegates and you've got people who just go to the convention. It's a big darn deal. I've been to a lot of conventions. My point is, these are the insiders who want to win and maintain their power. You're not talking about grassroots voters in Vermont that you got to win over here. If you control this process correctly, then you're not worrying about what some woman with pink hair and who hasn't shaved her legs since the Clinton administration is worried about. You don't care that she's not coming to the DNC. What you're worried about is making sure that among the delegates, everybody's on the same page about how this has to work. Everybody's on the same page so that woman with the pink hair and the hairy legs back in Vermont doesn't get upset and stays home in November. That's what they're trying to do here as they control this whole process. It's how I see it anyway. Maybe I'm wrong, but if they have the ability to make this change under the Democrat National Convention rules and a state tries to argue that it's too late because Joe Biden's delegates, or I should say Joe Biden's electors to the Electoral College are already on the ballot, there'll be a court case and the court will rule that those electors can vote for the Democrat nominee. Because we already have precedent for this. The precedent is the Torricelli case in Jersey. And those weren't even electors. That was actually a candidate change. And the Supreme Court of the United States would not get involved. It was a unanimous ruling. So I'm not even concerned about that. If there's a court challenge over it, I think the Democrat Party will win because the Democrat Party is going to say this is according to our bylaws. And so those electors are going to vote for the candidate if they're bound to the candidate under state law. And if they're not, well, then they can vote for whoever they want. It depends on the state. But that's how I see it. What do you think? 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Let's go to Steve in Quakertown. He wants to rate Trump. Yes, Steve, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, doing good. Thanks. I think Trump did well enough to win, but didn't do as well as he could have or should have.
Okay.
The other thing I wanted to mention is I'm pretty sure that Biden can win in November if he has Barack Obama as a VP.
Trump has Barack Obama as his VP?
Correct.
Why would he do that?
There's nothing in the Constitution that says he can't do that.
Yeah, but it's fine. I understand that. But why would he do that?
Because he would get a whole lot more votes.
No, he wouldn't.
If Barack Obama was on the ticket.
I wouldn't vote for him if he had Barack Obama as his vice president. I would not.
Yeah.
I wouldn't vote for Donald Trump.
It was the understanding that Trump, that
absolutely
that
not. He would lose my vote. I'm telling you, listen. I would not vote for Trump if he picks Barack Obama as his running mate.
No, I'm sorry. Biden would have the Barack Obama as a running mate.
It's not going to pass constitutional muster. The office of the presidency and the vice presidency are part of the same office. It won't pass constitutional muster.
No, I'm sorry. It says that he can't be elected.
It hasn't
president.
Been tested before, but I don't believe in the spirit of the 25th Amendment it would pass. But that's me. It hasn't been tested, but I don't think it would work. But thank you, Steve. I appreciate the call. 855-839-1210 is the number. Yeah, the VP would have to be eligible to be president. Exactly right. So it would not work under the 25th Amendment. So, all right. We got a lot more to talk about. But the big story of the day today is the debate brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. He's a great guy. He's a great friend. He's the master of dental implants, and he'd love to see you today. All right. The Supreme Court strikes down Chevron. Yes, justice for January 6th because of the way the court said to the federal government, you can't just make a law up here and charge people by completely misinterpreting that statute. Excellent ruling by the court. They said cities can ban people from camping on their streets. Bravo. A lot of great stuff before the Supreme Court today. We're going to talk about that as well. It's a busy show. It's a Friday. It's a summer. And here we are. Look at us. Look at us hanging out on a beautiful Friday in the summer. I love it. I'm fired up today, too. It's great stuff. I am really happy to be here. Happy you're here as well. We're coming right back.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Thanks for listening to the Zeoli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
What do you think? They didn't know who Joe Biden was? They didn't know this guy was lost his friggin' mind? We just knew. Only we saw it? What, do we have some sort of special Joe Biden detector goggles that they didn't have until last night? I mean, I've heard of beer goggles before, but I've never heard of Biden goggles. Everybody can see the way he is. Who honestly, if you're talking to these people and they're being honest with you, then they're going to tell you what they saw it before the debate, just like you did, just like I did, just like everybody did. And they were never going to give him a cocktail that was going to miraculously cure him. That was good fodder. But there's nothing like that out there. There's stuff to boost him up, but the guy's lost it. Think how bad he's come from doing the State of the Union address at night. So I want to qualify this by saying, yeah, he was better today during the day, but that's the problem with people who have Alzheimer's, dementia. It's that at night, sundowning, it's called. And Biden's can't do it at night. Now, but at the State of the Union address back in January, he did. Remember, they pumped him up full of something, yelling and everything like that. So think of how bad he's come from January to now. And then think about how bad he's going to be in August. Then think about how bad he's going to be in October. The progression is getting worse and worse. And I love how today we're all supposed to pretend like none of these Democrats saw it because they didn't have the double secret probation Biden goggles. They couldn't see. They didn't have it. Only we have the ability to see who Joe Biden really was. It's like Lois Lane could know that Clark was Superman. But everybody else, he was just a mild-mannered reporter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But last night we all saw. I hate using Superman analogies for Joe Biden, but you get my point. It was always there. Stop it. This has all been a game to control the process so they can control the successor. Stop. Stop. Here's, I got a lot here. Here's the guys from Pod Save America. Now, these are a bunch of Obama people, including Jon Favreau, not the one from the movies in the Marvel Universe, the other Jon Favreau, and some other people. And they're all sitting around chit-chatting on Pod Save America about the whole thing. And they're not hiding any of this stuff, but you're trying to tell me these are very smart people here. The host of Pod Save America, it's Dan Pfeiffer. It's Jon Favreau, it's John Lovett, and it's this other guy. So John Lovett is Crooked Media. I mean, they're all lefties, but they're smart lefties. Dan Pfeiffer was Obama's senior advisor. Jon Favreau, the other one. Crooked Media, they're all Soros guys, too. Tommy Veter, he's a former Obama guy. They're all smart guys. You're telling me they didn't see this yesterday? They didn't see this yesterday? They didn't have their Biden decoder goggles on? But then last night during the debate, something happened to the television reception and they were all able to finally see what we've been able to see this whole time. Are you buying this? Come on. Stop it. You know, we're supposed to be the kind of people you can't fool. And my dad used to tell me all the time in life, street smarts matters more than book smarts. Now, I'm blessed with both. No, I mean, I've spent a lot of time reading up on politics and elections and the law because it interests me. But what I'm saying is street smarts, you know, son of a cop, your street smarts matter more than book smarts. My dad would always tell me all the time, he said, I'd rather be street smart than have a fancy Ivy League degree like Matt DeSantis, even though he didn't know Matt DeSantis back then. He was thinking of him. He was channeling him. You gotta see through this BS. You can't tell me with a straight face. These guys on Pod Save America, up until 8:59 p.m. yesterday, thought Joe Biden could do this. And then at 9:02, realized how wrong they'd been this entire time. And all of us who have been saying this about Joe Biden, while all these other guys on the left were all defending him, how we were all right because the television reception for like a minute did like a squiggle frazzle thingy. And then the decoder goggles weren't needed anymore. And they could see with their own eyes. Stop. Take a listen.
Be honest with you guys. I don't think we need to. You don't listen to us for us to sugarcoat anything. I think it was a disaster. I think it was like maybe the worst debate I've ever seen in my entire life. Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. Donald Trump is just a despicable human being. He should not be president. We have to do literally everything we possibly can to make sure he is not president again. And that is why it was so awful because Joe Biden just in every single way failed at that debate. And I don't know what else to say there except that and you know, I won't make any other predictions now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you thought it was good up until then. Right? Up until then. Here's Joe Scarborough. Here's Joe Scarborough just a short time ago. telling us this is the best version of Biden ever. This was, how many weeks ago was this, Matt DeSantis? Three weeks ago?
3 months ago.
Three months ago. This is the best Biden ever. The best Biden. You've never seen a Biden this good before. Take a listen.
But comparing that guy's mental state, I've said it for years now. He's cogent. But I undersold him when I said he was cogent. He's far beyond cogent. In fact, I think he's better than he's ever been. Intellectually, analytically, because he's been around for 50 years. And, you know, I don't know if people know this or not. Biden used to be a hothead. Sometimes that Irishman would get in front of the reasoning. Sometimes he would say things he didn't want to say. This is, and I don't really, you know what, I don't really care. Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever. Not a close second. And I've known him for years. The Brzezinskis have known him for
years. It's important for you to know that today Joe Scarborough is calling on Biden to step aside, based on last night's debate. Ah, that little farce you pulled couldn't fool a Corleone. This is why I'm here. This is why I'm here. All right, President Trump's about to speak in Chesapeake, Virginia. We'll take a little bit for you. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.